What happened was, there was a fellow named Shmuel Shmueli who used to own a paper called Yisrael Shalanu. And Shmuel Shmueli and Yisrael Shalanu prepared a whole, it was like a New York Times size paper, not like a small paper. Like, and he prepared like a big two-page spread, because he was friends with them and he knew what they were going to do, and they were waiting to see the reaction. He also knew that a few weeks before, by the Fabrengen, he had already proclaimed, Dov Nach already proclaimed Yechi, and the Rebbe was clearly accepting of it. So he did a whole two-page spread, which he brought to the table. We saw it. He showed a whole two-page spread which said that the Chassidim are victorious, and the rabbis accepted, probably acknowledged the fact that he's a Mashiach. So he said. So he has this two-page spread in Hebrew. The Chassidim were victorious, and the rabbis. Fine. So he sent it into the Rebbe. That evening, he had sent it into the Rebbe. They asked him permission to be able to publish it. So that night, it was already the middle of the night. So that night, he got his answer came out. And the answer was that Kenira, it appears, Shetzarech Liyos Hefzik Le'ezazman, that there has to be an interruption for some period of time. Kivan Shekamu Menagdim Chadoshim, because there have risen up new opponents. That was the Rebbe's answer to put this on hold.
Wow.
The Rebbe didn't say no, the Rebbe didn't say it's wrong, the Rebbe said, hold off, because there has risen up new opponents. Now, they didn't know what that meant. But what happened was that, so we found out, what did that mean? What happened was that a big rabbi in Shliach in Eretz Yisrael had written a letter to the Rebbe complaining that there are Bachram running around Eretz Yisrael publicizing that the Rebbe is Mashiach, and how terrible that is, and how destructive it is, and how a few years earlier the Rebbe had spoken out against that. And so what happened was, what happened was like this. The next morning, the Rebbe came down to davening very late, almost 11 o'clock. This is the morning after they sang. One of the secretaries told some of the people who were very excited about the whole Yechi and proclaiming the Rebbe as Mashiach, that you see what you did? The reason why the Rebbe came down late is because he's so upset. That was just his... Then he told another person, he told Rabbi Beryl Lipska, that, oh, now you guys are going to have to back off because so-and-so wrote a letter to the Rebbe, and that's why the Rebbe's... So what happened was... So it was clear when the Rebbe said that there's no opposition... It was the juxtaposition of all that event. It was very clear that ever since there's no opposition, he meant that from within. It wasn't that there were people complaining from within, and that's why the Rebbe said they put it on hold. So what happened was, so they developed two camps, right? You had the one camp that was saying clearly the Rebbe accepted it, clearly the Rebbe, and in fact the Rebbe said, I have no problem with what you're writing, and just you have to put it on hold. But they also felt that they didn't want to publicize that answer from the Rebbe about putting it on hold, because they're afraid that people, you publicize it, they put it on hold, there'll be people who will say, yeah, so put it on hold forever. So they didn't want to publicize that answer, but those, I was there that night, I remember when it came out, the answer, those of us who were there. So what happened was the next Shabbos, the Rebbe toned it down tremendously. The next few Shabbos, B'har V'Kutaisei, B'Midbar, Nasai, the Rebbe really toned it down. So those who were saying, aha, you see, you guys went too far, and the Rebbe's toning it down, said, you see, that's why the Rebbe's toning it down, you guys went too far, the Rebbe's upset. But if you go through each one of these sichas, you'll see how the Rebbe is alluding to what he considers to be the problem. It's very interesting how in each one you'll see, even though the Rebbe doesn't talk that much about Mashiach, the Rebbe alludes to what the problem is and that the problem has to be resolved. So in Behar V'Chukaisai, towards the end, one of the things that the Rebbe alludes to, the issue of a lack of Achdus and Avos Yisrael. That the Rebbe alludes to the problem of Machlokes and a lack of Achdus and Avos Yisrael, and he connects it with the main point of the Sefer.